From the earlier this month, we played a clip from the Oireachtas Health Committee, where members were told that a Kerry family felt they had run out of options to find respite for their son. Fianna Fáil TD Michael Cahill says families in Kerry have contacted him, stating they've been waiting for respite for up to 7 months. He read a letter to the Oireachtas Committee from a family who were reaching out as a last resort to help their son.
We have exhausted all avenues now, and this is a plea for help. We as a family cannot sustain the pressure and mental position we find ourselves in and feel we will be left with no option but to hand our son over to the HSE, as we can no longer go on like this without the help we need. We as his family also feel the damage that it has caused to our son in CAMHS has affected him and us so much that the respite centre that was giving us respite are refusing to provide any further respite due to our son being sold. Challenging.
What families are telling us time and time again is they need that overnight respite, or they need the weekend respite in order to cope and to support the child with additional complex needs. We are actively with our estates colleagues in Kerry and right across Cork looking for additional houses that we can buy, that we can staff and we can register with HICWA in terms of developing respite houses.
Yeah, you heard there from Deputy Michael Cahill and Kerry's Integrated Area Healthcare Manager with the HSE, Dr. Julie O'Neill. The family who contacted Deputy Cahill were seeking respite for their son, who was in the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. Now, Catherine O'Connor from Castle Island heard this exchange and it prompted her to contact us and Radio Kerry. She told Trasna Murphy her son Ennis is in urgent need of respite.
I have a son called Ennis. He's had 2 strokes last year. He has... autism as well, so it's very difficult, very complex. We don't get any help. We've tried other companies to see if we can get some respite. Unfortunately, it didn't work for him. So we are now looking for something else from somewhere else. Anything at this stage would be a benefit, because it really is 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hard work.
And Ennis, even though he's still only 10.
He's 11 now, yes. He was 11 last month.
So he's only 11, but despite his very, very young age, he's had a number of strokes. And this is down to a condition that I had never heard of, Catherine, called Moya-Moya disease.
That's correct, yes. Moya-Moya disease, it's translated in Japanese as puffs of cloud. So when you were to look at an MRI, that's what it looks like. There's little puffs, and when the fluid doesn't get up there, it will restrict, and that's what causes the stroke. So fluids are very, very vital.
Ennis already had autism, but last year he had these... mini strokes, would you describe them? Or were they more severe?
No, they were full-on strokes. Okay. So just before that, I'd say a couple of months before that, he'd been having these mini strokes, TIAs. We just thought he was being giddy, tired, you know, overexerted himself, not realising, obviously, hindsight. And then when he had this migraine on a Thursday and it just wasn't going away, we took him to the hospital the next day after he'd been sick all night, and his mouth had drooped, his left arm wasn't working right, and his left leg was gone a bit as well. So they had sent us straight to Temple Street after that then.
And that's when they realised, it was found out that he had these strokes as a result of Moya Moya.
Yes, there's a doctor up there, Susan Harvey. She was fantastic, and she had diagnosed him as having Moya Moya disease.
Your boy Ennis, a very loved boy, a very cherished child, but a child who has very complex needs. As you said, he already had been diagnosed with autism. Then he had these strokes, and it's had a huge impact on him, and is a real factor as to why you as a family need respite for yourselves and also for Ennis's well-being.
Yeah, I mean, the break for him is just as well. I mean, he's been with me really since last February. So there's, you know, that's all he's really known, and he kind of takes that frustration out on me, which is fair enough. I'm the closest one to him. But in order for me and my husband to be able to facilitate him the way we can, we need the break as well. Any family that has got complex children would understand the same thing as us. School, yes, they go for a couple of hours, but it's still not enough break. We need like a night. We need to be able to be a couple without him with us. And he needs to have his time away from us as well.
Dennis is 11 years old now, so he's getting bigger. He'll be an adolescent in a couple of years. How tall is he now? How much does he weigh? And you spoke there that sometimes he can behave in an aggressive manner. And again, that's no reflection on who he is, but it's all a manifestation of the brain injuries he's suffered as a result of Moya Moya disease.
Yeah, he's 4'10". He's 8 stone. A very happy-going child. His hands are as big as my own. Yeah, so when he gets aggressive, he takes it mainly out on me. He will go for the throat. He will pinch. He will punch. He'll kick. He will break things. And it's not intentional because he doesn't understand that he's doing it. It's obviously coming from the brain injuries, and some of it is from autism as well. Maybe puberty, because he's at that age too. I'm just in fear of something happening that he's going to do, and it's not his fault, and we will be in trouble, and he'll be in trouble. And this is why I think that we need to get the help that we can. Psychiatric is the one that we are now looking for, is the next step for him.
And you're going private?
We have to go private. It's the only way. Calms just disagreed with us. They felt he wasn't the mental health side of things. It was more for the brain injury that they weren't able to help him. And for the medicine side of things, he needs to have something to help him calm so he doesn't do anything rational or to anybody that's going to cause an injury to him or them.
Because Ennis's needs are so complex, a child with autism, and on top of that, he also has this rare condition, Moya Moya disease. He's had strokes, which has affected his behaviour as a result because they've caused brain injuries. Are you saying his medical team and medical experts are saying is that his needs are complex, that you can treat any damage he's had from the strokes with medication, but that has to be finely tuned so that there's no impact on his behaviour, and that it's possible that he may also need medication as well to calm him?
Exactly. So, I mean, he's on aspirin at the moment. That would be for life, to keep it all flowing freely for him, along with the fluids, which are very, very important.
Why are the fluids important?
Because they'll keep all the veins in his head and the arteries. When he had his surgery, what they did was they drilled a little hole into the side of his head and they took one artery up and they put it onto the top of his head so the blood flow would free and start making it all fresh again. Then they did the second side just to make sure that it didn't happen on the other side as well. So he stroked on the left, they did the right side first. In November, then he had the left side done so he wouldn't stroke on the right side, cross fingers. Medical side is very complex and tricky because of the brain injury. They're not sure what to give him. If it was just autism itself, yes, they could probably prescribe something and he'd go and he'd be fine. Because he's got Moya Moya, it contradicts what's happening with everything else. It is very awkward and very complicated, and we're just not sure what kind of medicine they can give him, if any, that will help him.
And is the fact that Moya Moya is rare? It is rare, so that's another factor then to consider as well in how best to treat Ennis.
Yes, that's true. So he's got autism. Normally with Moya Moya disease, it would come with somebody that has Down syndrome or has a different ethnic background. He doesn't actually come into that category. So they're not quite sure how this came about, but obviously this is another new one for them as well to try and treat.
Can you describe your day and how it's so important that you and your husband, your family, do get respite?
So, I mean, on a weekday, he will go to school later because it takes him a while to get up, He needs the rest. So we leave him as long as possible. It's all on his terms. There's no, because he's PDA as well.
What's PDA?
Pathological demand avoidance. It just means that anything you ask of this person, it just doesn't work with them unless it's done in a certain way, because if you just ask them direct, you're not going to get a response from them. So he would be PDA as well, which means if you asked him to do something, no is his automatic response. You have to come around him, try and get him to do what you would like him to do. He loves going to school. He loves his friends. He's only got a few of them there, and he loves his teacher and his
SNA. St. Joseph's,
yes.
Yeah.
And they all love him as well, especially the secretaries. They're fantastic with him. The fact that he can be there till he's nearly 20 is a big bonus as well. They will also then take him to, there'll be like the National Learning Network. There's two other places as well that Ennis could end up going to after he's finished. Possibilities are good for him. It's just the anger side of things is the biggest fear. If he is angry and he doesn't want to do what you want him to do, he will lash out. He will break things. He doesn't mean any of it. And this is the hardest part of it.
And he's lashed out at you?
Oh, yes, several times. And I mean, we were at a hospital for his rehabilitation. I had to protect the nurses from him because they're all small and they're all, he doesn't like being crowded either. They were doing that, trying to mind him, and it just drove him mad. So you have to kind of leave him go, slow down, calm down, deregulate himself, and then he comes back to you then.
So you need respite for Ennis. How long will you be waiting for it?
We have been told that it could be 12 to 18 months that we could be waiting for it, unless a family drops out, which is highly unlikely, because if I was that family, I'd be staying put too, because you really do need it. It's the only way you're going to be able to function as a family and function to your capacity to help your child.
And you were saying that you had tried with some private care companies and no reflection on them, but because Ennis's needs are so complex, it just didn't quite match. He has very specific needs. He needs to be outdoors a lot.
He does, yeah. He loves the beach, he loves swimming. All these things that he could be doing with somebody would be fantastic. It's just trying to find a person that's got the compassion, got the patience, got the confidence, and can understand both autism and the Moya Moya side of things, because I think that's the biggest thing. Yes, he could have a stroke again. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
And that's why his respite care is so specific, because there is this risk that he will get a stroke and other strokers as a result of Moya Moya. And I know the physical impact of the strokes, it's affected one of his left hand, hasn't it? And his walking was affected for a while as well.
Yeah, so the first stroke had affected the left hand and his mouth had drooped. The leg wasn't too bad. And then a week later, then unfortunately he got a second stroke, and that affected him more. We ended up in Temple Street for 5 weeks. He was in a wheelchair, but I tell you, the resilience in that child is unbelievable. I mean, even his own physios up there couldn't get over how quickly and determined he was. And he was up out of that chair and he was gone. The left hand, unfortunately, still isn't working great, but he's adapted. He knows how to work his tablet with the right hand. I find him amazing, to be honest. I mean, I don't know how he does it. He's fantastic.
And how do you think having respite would help Ennis?
It would be the company. Kids of his own age that are in similar situations as him, that he can be with them and have playtime without us down on top of him all the time, just to get that bit of break.
So the last thing you were told by the health services is that it's possibly up to a year and a half, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
Not very impressed, to be honest. I mean, they really do need to kind of consider bringing in something a little bit quicker. There's just too many families out there that are suffering, that are doing the work on their own and not getting any extra help, even from family, because family just don't understand it all the time. And that's acceptable as well. But we really do need more respite in this country.
There you go, a remarkable story there of that battle for respite, as told to Tressa Murphy by Catherine O'Connor from Castle Island.